Explain.
Basically, I just got this video last night.
Woohoo! Yeah.
And we're going to watch it.
Okay. Let's do it.
Any preface?
No, let's let it speak to us.
Okay.
Oh, this is a video of us.
Say to them, say to the down keepers, the sun slappers, the self soilers, the harmony ushers, even if you are not ready for the day, it cannot always be night. Sir?
Let's go, dude. Are you kidding me?
He's out of sight. Woo, he got me pipe.
Oh my gosh. Looks like you're naked jumping in there. Oh, you guys. I didn't know we were making Gavin edits. Are you kidding me? That is so sick.
Oh my gosh. When I'm jumping in the pond, it looks like I'm naked.
Yeah, it literally looks like you're just elegant. So
looks like my pants are blurred out.
Yeah, like right there. Oh man. Are you
naked?
Wow, that's awesome, dude.
That mullet was wicked.
Dang it. We need some edits, bro.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Somebody's got to make a Christian edit. Somebody's got to make a Parker edit. That should be our new intro.
Sick Gavin edit.
It's so hard. Good song choice, too. Got some Kanye in there.
One more time.
When I saw the intro, I was like, what's going on here? What are they doing?
The self-soilers, the harmony ushers.
You got Gavin on the cross?
Even if you are not ready for the day, it cannot always be night.
That was such a terrible shot.
That's so funny. It was just completely shanked it. Like you can see clearly that.
What was that from? When did I jump in fully clothed?
When we were like trying to do some sketches. And you were trying to, I don't know, get something creative going.
Wait, yeah, what happened?
I just jumped in the
you
pool.
You remember when it was like that first winter we lived here?
Kevin jumped in the pool fully clothed?
No, maybe it wasn't winter, but it was a few months later. It was cold still.
It could have been winter.
I don't remember
that. He got up and walked out and walked into the pool.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
It's hilarious, actually.
I said film this. That's...
Yeah. Did anybody film it? Yeah, we did film it. Hilarious. Obviously, it was just on there. I didn't even see that. Man, that's good. I feel encouraged.
I was dying laughing.
You still need to post it? Night.
Huh?
Do we need to post that?
Oh, yeah, go for it.
Yes, for sure.
You, Parker, sent that to me last night. I get out of the shower.
You already saw it?
Yeah.
I sent it to him and Hannah.
I'm in the shower, and Hannah's like, oh, my gosh. I'm not even going to say anything. Just Parker sent us something, and you have to hurry up and watch it. So I got out of the shower, got dried off, jumped in bed, and... Oh my gosh, I was dying laughing. It was like 11:45.
Where is that? Where do we have that? Is that on Instagram?
No.
Where did you see it?
Oh no, I made it.
You made that?
Yeah, you made it last night.
I made it last night.
It's like 11:45 at night, and Parker texted, I don't know why I didn't just go to bed.
You made that? Yeah, why did you make that?
Just for fun. I don't know.
What's that guy?
What the heck? I thought like a listener made that and sent it in.
Yeah, we kind of played that up for a little bit.
It's like, how did they get that footage?
Yeah, well, I figured it was all podcast clips. Like, I figured that we posted that on our Gas Boys Golf Story. What the heck?
That's why I was dying laughing, because I was like, what? What are you doing?
I was working yesterday, and I had shuffled my Kanye playlist, and that song came up. And I was just like, I should make a Gavin edit to this song.
That's so funny.
So that's after wicked. Youth group got home, and I just like grabbed my laptop. I was like, I want to start on it. And I did it until I fell asleep.
Yeah, I used to listen to that song all the time. Just the bass would get so loud in my Jeep.
Yeah, dude.
It's pretty
that's
easy.
That's awesome. But yeah, if anyone out there has got some sick editing skills, go ahead and make us a Gas Boys edit. Make a Christian edit, send it in. We'll post it.
Hey, maybe someone will send one in next week.
Yeah, come on, you guys. Seriously. Yeah, whoever has the best edit gets featured on the podcast.
Yes.
The edit does. And it'll probably be the only one. So go ahead and make it.
That's so funny.
That's awesome. Dang, I was so psyched. I was like,
someone, that, how crazy would that be if
the
someone
biggest
had
Gavin fan of
all that
time.
Footage?
I'd be a little concerned.
Yeah. Nah, come on. You post like an hour of yourself online every single week.
Yeah, but that's just true. Me sitting down. And how'd they get all that other
and
footage?
The naked jumping in the pond.
Yeah, that's true.
I was most proud of this.
That.
Like this first shot right here.
Oh yeah, where it's like kind of a fast transition. What'd you use to edit it?
I just did it all in Resolve.
That transition into the
fade.
It looks like a PowerPoint presentation.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's hilarious.
That I did blur the clip.
Oh, that's probably
so it's not
why.
Just out of focus.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And then unblurred. Still super.
Yeah, exposed.
Oh yeah, you look super exposed.
Yeah, that's funny. Oh my gosh.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah, I just tried to use all the different like stock transitions I have on there.
Dude, it's freezing cold outside. I'm wearing dang sweats right now.
Oh my gosh, it's been awesome, dude.
I know. I worked kind of inside outside all day. I was working on an exterior door for a customer. It was fantastic.
That's great.
Yeah. new studio this week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Welcome, everybody.
They love to see it.
We went ahead and bought ourselves a studio.
Mm-hmm. We broke down.
Yeah. To buy a studio, not a studio, it's a residential space, but
it
best
is.
Part is
TV. Too many people hanging out in here.
Just folds right back
folds
into
right
the wall,
into
you guys.
Wall.
So much room.
Yeah.
Need standing room?
We are in Christian's apartment this week.
Uh-oh. Christian moved out.
Because it's a bachelor pad and we can just leave all the equipment set up exactly how it is.
Perfect.
For next week. There'll be no problem.
I think we could put it in the laundry room.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's no laundry.
No laundry
is
happening there.
Yeah. Get out of here.
Oh, I saw some like washer and dryers on a flatbed trailer at my apartment complex.
Go ahead and steal those bad boys.
They're, yeah, strapped up, but you can untie them and
just take them.
They're out in the open.
I was working at your parents' house yesterday doing some.
That's so weird. It's not even his house anymore.
I know. So some quarter round on the stairs, and I meant to ask your mom how it was feeling with you out of the house.
She broke down crying.
But I didn't want to. Yeah, I didn't
she
want
forget,
to.
Wait, he doesn't live here.
Tears of joy.
But she was like coming in and then leaving. I don't know where she was going.
Looking for Christian.
Yeah.
Christian.
What'd she say?
No, I didn't get to ask her.
Oh.
I said I meant to ask her what it was.
Oh,
it was like
that's hilarious.
I didn't want her to break down and start crying though.
Big difference.
Because she went and picked up Bella and a bunch of her friends from school.
Okay. Nice.
And it was like 2:00. I was like, you guys normally get out of school this early, but apparently they had some Thanksgiving deal, and so they got out early.
Oh yeah, cool, dude. I miss Thanksgiving break so much. You remember when you had Thanksgiving break back then?
I don't think. Well, yes. I just remember November, there was always so many not school days.
Yeah.
Like Veterans Day and all, like a bunch of random, you'd have a couple days off here and there.
Mm-hmm. And
for Thanksgiving,
I think
we had school on Wednesdays, which was crazy.
Yeah.
Sometimes it was early release.
We always got a week for Thanksgiving.
Dang. Oh, really?
Yeah. We have a full week.
Yeah, we didn't.
I know.
But it was nice though, because it was really, teachers really didn't make you do that much. So it was basically just kind of hang out at school week.
Hang out.
Go to classes and do stuff in class, but no real go home and do homework.
Yeah.
I felt like. But maybe that was most of school. I don't really remember.
Dude, the feeling of getting off of school for Thanksgiving. For Christmas break.
Oh my gosh. 2 weeks?
You have like 2 or 3 weeks.
Feels like you have so much time.
You have so much time, and it's Christmas that's
going
to be on the break. It was like the best. That's like the top five. That's podium.
Dude.
For just feelings. Getting off of summer for summer break is up there too. I honestly think that the last day of Christmas, like before Christmas break is better than the last day before summer.
Oh, yeah.
Hot take. Depends on what grade you're in, but especially like elementary
school. Christmas break. Christmas yeah, that's parties. That's just a special time.
I know. Because you have like a few weeks off of school and it's Christmas during those few weeks off of school. So it's like in your family, you guys might be going on trips. You might have family coming over. Maybe, you know, you're just celebrating like usual. Oh, it was just so electric.
Usually the time flies by.
Yeah, it's when you can hang out inside and your mom's not going to say, oh, you have to go play outside.
Need to go outside.
Yeah. No, I can't. Sorry. It's cold out there.
Sorry, I'm going to Nana's house.
The weather outside is frightful, Mom.
Yeah, the fire is so delightful.
But that was the 2 weeks I felt like it was always, it felt like 2 weeks or longer, even though it was really only.
Yeah. Okay.
Now it goes, it flies by if you have 2 weeks off or something.
That's true. That's true.
Like, yeah, honeymoon flew by, really. Yeah. Where'd it go? It's back there.
But for winter break?
Did you ever get homework over winter break?
No.
Which we went to public school, so we had to call it winter break. We couldn't call it Christmas break.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Pagans.
They wouldn't let us call it Christmas break.
I one year had a bunch of, we were reading The Hobbit Xmas my freshman break? Year. And we had to read a few chapters over the break. I didn't read any until
yeah, are you kidding?
Until the last 2 days. It's like crap.
In like high school, I always had trimesters. So Christmas break would be right, like the end of the first, finals. The end of the first trimester and the beginning of the second trimester would start at when you got back from Christmas break. Yeah. So it's not like we were just taking a break from our classes.
And then
it was
maybe
like
spring break
finals,
would start.
Then done. Yeah. Then it was after the second trimester, you had spring break. And then yeah, that last trimester was the summer, obviously. Yeah. That's the way to do it, bro. Why do we got thing quartermesters or whatever?
Yeah, how would you rank?
Quadmesters.
We had semesters. In middle school, we had quarters.
Yeah.
It was just, but middle school's a joke. It doesn't matter. Unless you're in middle school right now, take it seriously and study. Yeah,
you guys better stay focused in class.
Stay
spring break,
in.
Always just.
Is trimesters a pregnancy thing?
Kind of sucked, huh?
Yeah.
Trimesters is pregnancy. Is that also for
That's
school,
also
though?
A school thing.
Okay, because I remember we had three semesters, but trimesters.
Would trimesters.
Be thinking of like, I'm in the third trimester. It's like, oh my gosh. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
When you graduate.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did you say? You said something.
Or were you saying something? I feel so far away from you guys.
Oh,
you
hey, Parker. So far away. Yeah, very far.
No, I really, Christmas break was always so fun. We'd go over to Nana's house and just hang out all day. Never had to do chores or whatnot.
Oh my gosh. I remember Fortnite during Christmas break that one year.
I have a vivid memory. Like, I remember how my room was set up. I remember, like, my desk, TV on there. I just got a mouse and keyboard.
Yeah, I do remember
that. I never used it.
Not once. I remember going over your house during that period of our lives, staying the night over there.
It was actually really nice for Minecraft. It was great.
Oh,
of course. Yeah, that's the way.
Mouse and keyboard?
To do it. Yeah.
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 Yeah, for sure.
I don't really remember how my room was ever set up, except for when I had my queen bed in there.
Yeah. I don't think you ever really, you didn't really rearrange much.
When I had the twin
it was
mattress
door,
in there. Yeah.
Door here. Bed, desk. I was constantly spinning that thing around.
Yeah, Parker. Yeah, that's true.
Parker had a lot of free time in his
a lot of freak just, time
in his bedroom. He's just
freak
like,
time in his room.
Yeah, I don't know where to move stuff.
I just remember two layouts. I remember the one where you
Default,
walk in,
and then
the bed was against the wall, straight against the back.
Back corner.
That was older, I think.
Futon
and then I think
underneath.
Most recent, you walk in, the bed was on the right side.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think that was up until. We moved.
Yeah, I think
that
so.
That was like the final stand.
Yeah. I remember 2020, your bed was on that far wall.
Yeah, my desk was in that corner.
Me and Parker experienced the beginning of COVID together.
Oh, yeah, you were literally over at.
I was over at your house, and then they're like, everybody stay inside. It's quarantine time.
And you stayed the night a couple
and
nights,
so
and
like
then we were like,
what
do we do now?
Yeah.
And I think, I don't know, someone was like, you should go while you can. And who knows if they're going to like close down I-5 or something.
Yeah. Remember when they, oh no, that was for fires. I was thinking maybe for COVID. Remember when they closed down, there was an intersection in Thurston. It was Main Street. And then I think it was 69th by Dairy Mart that went up the hill.
They closed that?
Well, it was blocked off.
Yeah.
Yes, it was blocked off for COVID because
was that the
I
protests?
Had... I remember I was working at Jerry's and they literally printed off a form for me that I had signed and I had my working ID.
Oh, so you could
for
pass.
Jerry's so I could get through and be like,
yeah.
Oh, I'm a considered, what was the job?
Necessary.
No, what was it?
What is it called, bro?
When you need something. I am essential.
Essential worker.
I was an essential worker. Because people had to continue to build homes and maintain their lawns.
Yeah, sorry.
So Jerry's was like a Home Depot.
Didn't you, over like the loudspeaker, kept saying unprecedented times?
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Kept saying what?
We are in unprecedented. Oh, my gosh. What are you doing? I'm tiptoe. Boom.
I set up a nice question to give you a nice, like, at least 15-second answer so I could quietly go get my drink. Instead, I'm kicking everything.
Yeah, when COVID first started, they would continually announce, please make sure you're social distancing and wearing your mask. Make sure it's up over your nose. We are in unprecedented times. And the number of times I heard unprecedented.
Yeah, he lost
driving me insane.
I said unprecedented once at home, and he literally turned into an ape.
I did. I turned into a monster. But the other thing that was crazy when COVID started was at Jerry's. So I'm like moving barbecues on these giant lifts.
That's crazy.
That's like two stories up, and I have to throw them on the platform lift, go up, stack a barbecue, go down, get lawnmowers, all that stuff, top stocking. And when I was up there, I would like take my mask off because it's. You're breathing so hard, and it's just like,
oh yeah,
yeah. Just like
and I'm
that.
Just sweating. It's just getting all nasty. But they not only made us wear masks like the first week that COVID happened. I think they shut down Jerry's for probably a week. Then we went back to work, and we were essential workers.
Yes,
but we had a mask. And we had to wear safety glasses too.
Oh yeah, because they started saying it could come in through your eyes.
Yes.
So I wore. But I was working out in the garden section a lot, so I was outside, and it was so bright. So I'd wear sunglasses just inside and outside, and a mask, and I'm up in the air on a platform lift.
Terrible.
Bro, what the heck?
People flipped out.
I would take off my glasses, and they would make me put them back on. Like, we literally had people who were over departments became, like, COVID monitors. So they had to walk around and make sure people were... wearing their masks, wearing customers didn't have to wear glasses, but all of us workers did.
That feels so. It was so long ago, but like, I cannot imagine going through that. We will never let that happen again.
Yeah, bro. What a crazy reaction by everybody,
and everything. All the like rules kept changing. I remember Fauci was like, "Don't wear a mask. They don't do anything." Actually, they do something. We just told you they didn't because we didn't want people buying them and we wanted to save them for the healthcare workers.
And it's like...
Actually, turns out they actually don't do a whole lot if you don't use them correctly. Like if you're re-wearing them, if you're touching them with your fingers.
Yeah, you have to get a new one like every day.
What's interesting is like COVID didn't go away. Like we're still at the same...
People are still doing...
It's the same then as it is right now. COVID is the same at the beginning of 2020 as it is currently. And we're just doing everything as normal, and it's like nothing has changed.
Well, they have
it's
it now.
Still a virus that exists.
Yeah. They have a yearly vaccine like the flu.
Oh, yeah.
But no COVID. One takes it. I don't know anyone that takes the COVID vaccine.
I don't even know anybody that gets a flu shot anymore.
I haven't gotten a flu shot in a while.
I haven't gotten one since I was a junior in high school.
I haven't been to the doctor in at least 3 years.
You went there, you got the banana pouch, remember?
That's not a doctor.
The hospital. It's
a hospital.
I went to a doctor before we moved.
But like you're in a, what's it called?
Routine checkup?
A specialist, whatever.
Yeah.
No, a physician?
Specialist. You're
physician.
Physician. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. I don't know.
Good at physics and stuff.
It sounds correct. It sounds the most proper. But yeah, dude.
You know
that
what
they say?
Talk to your
doctor.
No.
That's what they say.
Primary care physician. That's what it is.
Physician.
Yeah. That's literally the same thing.
Gosh. But I had to do the whole thing to get it to click.
Also, they always say talk to your doctor before you're taking whatever.
Or ask your doctor about Botox.
What was the Botox thing now? They're pushing some kind of Botox. I don't know if it's the same stuff for your face. I don't know, something new. They're like, use it now for... If you have gas, take Botox.
Uh-huh.
It'll help you not have gas.
Do they got all sorts of weird Botox in them?
Yeah. It's just a generic name.
Uh-huh. Botox is more common than you would think.
Like for faces?
Fillers?
Yeah.
people just be getting it. I remember working where I used to work was right next to one of those face places, and normal looking people would just go in there, and people that I had like known for a while, and I'd see them walking in, I'd be like, you do
you?
And they'd come like, out all crazy looking.
Yeah. But then you see them around and they don't look any, like they don't look weird. I don't know what difference it makes.
The first day it'll make you look kind of crazy. Yeah.
Definitely like as some people get older.
Someone we know like does it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To like get rid of your wrinkles or stuff.
Yeah,
or
like it just pushes your skin. But your then skin. You keep doing it, it's going to keep stretching your skin out.
Gosh, it's gonna be terrible.
I went to Sumo's twice this week.
Sushi?
To get sushi, yeah.
Really?
Hannah and I went on a date, and then we went with Christian and Haley
on Sunday. You weren't feeling good.
Yeah, you were throwing up or something.
Yeah, what was wrong with you?
You were throwing up.
I just...
Oh, yeah, sore throat.
Yeah, sore throat, headache, congestion.
Upset stomach, diarrhea.
Terrible. So bad. But I'm feeling good now, though.
Yeah. I've been sick for a couple weeks, and I'm feeling good now, but dang... It actually today's been the best day in a long time. But
it's
like,
kind of lingering
just like
in my throat.
Dang,
my
congestion
nose.
In my nose and throat, bro. It's the worst feeling. It's like keep coughing because of it. It's like
I hate it.
It's and like sleeping is the worst when your nose is like plugged. I've been taking some nasal spray. That's been helping. Mm-hmm. That stuff right there. That has been helping.
Some?
Yeah, for sure. I don't know. It's kind of
just kidding. I don't need.
Whoa.
Nose can be nice.
But whenever I get congested, the best feeling is when you sit up or. Even sitting
away.
Up, I don't think it does it, but standing up, it'll go away.
Or going
at least
into
for a little
the,
bit.
The shower, usually steam.
Oh, yeah.
The worst feeling ever.
Okay,
is
top five worst feelings. Go. Number one.
When you've had a cold or congestion, but then you start breathing and your nose gets so dry it starts hurting. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, it's the worst pain because it doesn't go away. You can't just breathe through your mouth. It still hurts. It's like gets so dry that it's not like a crusty dry, but it's like just breathing in air burns your nose.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Oh, that is the worst feeling.
You got to be a mouth breather and then it makes your throat hurt.
Yeah, it makes your face ugly usually.
Yeah. Other worst feeling, heartbreak. Probably.
Chainsaw. Yeah.
Oh, to your
to
leg.
The thin, to the shin.
When that little piece of skin on the edge of your fingernail starts to rip.
Oh, yeah.
Just rips.
When it like goes down.
All the way to the elbow.
All the way down.
Have you seen that video? The cat like goes to pick it and he's like, and it rips all the way back down his finger.
I've had one go like, dude, they've gone far before. This does not feel good. And I'll try to like,
it's the worst.
You tie a bow in it and leave it hanging.
What's with bows? Everybody loving like, oh, look, bows. So cute.
On their hair or something?
Girls.
Yes, bro. Just bows. I have actually been, who is that? Oh, Becca was talking about that a lot, I think.
Yeah.
It's back or something?
Like Haley carved a bow into her pumpkin. Every time we see bows, Mariah's like, oh, cute bows.
It's
love
just
it.
Like a...
Every time Hannah sees a bow, I'm like, she's like, oh, look it. I like it.
They did that for Mariah's bridal shower. They did a little banner that was a bunch of little bows.
It's
like where it would be streamers usually.
There was a sweater at... we went to Tyler one day and they have a Marshalls there. It was like a white sweater and it had a bunch of...
Just a bunch of bows?
Yeah, like a bunch of yarn.
That's hilarious.
Bows tied in like as if they were hot glued onto this thing. And I grabbed this and like showed Mariah. It's like, ooh, look at this. And she's like, oh my gosh, that's actually kind of cute. Like you are joking. And
you're
then we
joking.
Ran into Hannah there.
Yeah.
And with she had that sweater in her hand. It was like, I think I should get that. I think I'm going to get this.
No way.
Like what is going
on? Bows.
That's
I think it's
funny.
A big Instagram thing right now. Like... Just bows.
Propaganda. There's a
it's
bunch
like
of
an, in, It's like a, I don't know.
A trend.
Yeah. Mm, it's a representation of like femininity. Yeah.
Speaking of trends, what I was talking about at Sumo's, we got kind of put in the young people's corner when Hannah and I went by ourselves.
What is it young people corner in Sumo's?
Apparently.
They're just doing labor back there.
Is it the one that's way back in the back?
Yes.
That one sucks, dude. And there was like a bunch of crying kids and stuff there one time.
There were crying kids. They weren't crying, but there were kids back there. And then there was another table with just young people, probably in high school, and another group of high schoolers. But I heard for the very first time, there were two popular, I don't know... would be a slang word.
Oh.
or phrases
that you've never heard?
That I've heard or seen on Instagram or people talk about, but never in public, someone actually using in a phrase.
Like not
joking, ironically. Not ironically.
Okay.
Okay.
First was Phantom Tax, bro. That's so Phantom Tax.
How old?
Bro, they're in high school.
Oh my gosh.
Probably a little bit ironic.
No,
are you
dude.
Sure it
was? I listened to the conversation and they said it unironically twice. It was a dead serious. Because at first way. I wasn't listening to the conversation, had no idea what they're talking about.
That's so Phantom Tax.
That's so Phantom Tax.
Did he like steal a bite of his food?
I don't know.
Probably.
I don't know what he did. I just heard Phantom Tax.
The Phantom Tax is. Let me give you some context of the Phantom Tax.
Yeah.
So there's a house upon which popular streamer Kai Cenat lives.
Yeah.
They call it the Amp House. There's a bunch of different streamers, and they have this Bigums in there. I am not really sure this is the context, but I'm pretty sure it is. They have this big guy in there named Phantom, and he's also a streamer. And sometimes Kai's eating some food on stream, and Phantom will come in and say Phantom Tax and eat some of his food. It's like a joke because he's kind of a chubby guy. He's like, it's Phantom. It's Phantom the Phantom Tax. Or maybe chat started like, oh, it's the Phantom Tax. He always eats your food. And then that's how it started, I think.
I was thinking Phantom Tax, like, oh, it's a made up tax.
Like Phantom.
Like Phantom Tax.
Yeah.
Hey, common misconception.
I mean, a lot of people might think that.
I can see.
But they
think that.
What was the other one?
I can't remember what the other one is, which is like was frustrating me. So I was wondering if like maybe you could pull up a list.
Rizzler.
I've been hearing a lot of
I know Rizz.
Have you
ones.
Seen The Huzz?
The Huzz.
I did see that one.
That's
today.
What you call like women now. I don't know what that's in
really?
Reference to. It might be inappropriate. Yeah. Like when you do something embarrassing in front of the Huzz. That's I've seen a lot of memes like that.
Oh, I thought it was like in front of the husband.
No.
Yeah.
It might be slang for like the
like something.
Yeah,
bad.
Yeah. Like
Parker, look
saying
up,
that, but like more
look Urban up, Dictionary.
Look but, up Urban. You know. No, not that. Not for that word, but for other slang that's happening right now.
And Google Chrome doesn't work.
Because I'm trying for the life of me to remember what the other word they were saying, but they only said it once, so it caught. I couldn't remember. Or I
that's
couldn't recall.
That's old. Scroll down. That's not right.
That's click on it and there'll be a list.
That's an old one. Yeah. Just click on that.
Click on it.
Click on Urban click Dictionary in. There.
No, Parker. Urban Dictionary.
Come on. Come on.
Now scroll
oh,
down.
Oh, yeah, see. Dang, this guy was on top of it. 2023, February.
Good
he
job.
He knew 2 years ago. He was locked in.
So it is inappropriate.
Yeah, it's a little bit inappropriate. We'll bleep it out. I don't know what we're looking
at.
That's
okay.
It's all right.
That's like the same thing, but somebody had an accent when they said it. Or
yeah, it's like so chill.
Or a speech impediment.
Yeah, speech impediment, that's more like it. Common misconception, people thinking they have accents when it's really a speech impediment.
Yeah.
Which that actually got me thinking this week. That's why I wrote it down, the accents thing.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
I actually wrote it on the board. I was thinking about this in the shower. Shower thoughts with Gavin.
Yes.
People with accents. Obviously, we have an accent. Texans
right.
have an accent. Other countries all over the world have accents. But which one is the default? Where did it start? And also, why are different parts of the world have different accents? Was it somebody had a speech impediment or somebody was maybe had a little bit of an issue?
Probably.
Usually
and
it's everybody
because,
thought they were cool, though.
Usually it's because people are coming from a background of a different language.
And different languages emphasize different sounds.
And so when they say how this word is spelt, if they were to say it in their language, it would sound like that. But saying it as
or just the sounds that they have to make in their language, like switching over to English or something.
Like people always, actually, I'm not even going to say it.
A German, a lot of like harsh sounding consonants.
Like in like when you're speaking like Mandarin or like different Asian languages, like they don't have they don't really have R's.
Yeah.
In their, like that's not a sound that they'll say in their dialect.
Right.
So that's like when there's words in English, when there's words in English that, just kidding. When there's words in English, it's like sometimes like people that their native language is like Mandarin, they have trouble saying R's because that's not something that's native to, like that's not a word.
Or they default
or a sound
to an R
in that dialect.
Have you ever seen A Christmas Story?
Movie? No.
Classic movie,
you guys.
Christmas movie.
But that's just an example.
It's just a classic example of accents.
And it's great.
And
I love
how
it.
We're
I
trying
wish.
To translate a dialect from one word into a different one. Sometimes there's just sounds that people use in one area of the world that are not used in others.
I wonder how, like, other people speak other languages. Like, when an English person, an American, is speaking, like, and trying to speak in their language, how they're, like...
Like Spanish, like, English people pronouncing R's, like...
Yeah, we say it so slow, and it's harder than my R's sometimes. Yeah,
say it so slow. They say it differently over there.
You just pick it up as time goes on.
We can't roll our R's a lot of the time.
I can only roll it with, like, certain words.
Yeah. It's a hard... Yeah. It's a hard thing to do all the time.
It's fun, though.
But yeah, that's how accents happen, Gavin.
Huh. Yeah. Interesting.
I'll be danged.
Parker, you said something about, is this gross?
Oh, yeah.
What is that?
I wrote this down on my notes. I want to see your opinion if you think this is gross or if I'm just being a queen about it.
Okay. Gross. Wait. I'm going to make a bold prediction and say Parker's being a queen.
I feel like you're not going to think it's gross. Gavin might think it's gross.
Shoot.
But sometimes I'll go to the gas station and I'll buy myself an energy drink or something, a canned drink, go put it on the counter. And when they go to scan it, they like grab the top, like put their hands on the top where my mouth is going to go.
Grab it and they're scanning it. On the outside of the lid.
What?
Boy, you gotta.
Oh, a canned drink.
When they go to scan it, instead of grabbing like the side and scanning it.
Okay.
Put their hand on top of it. Right where my mouth is going and scan it, like,
I don't feel like I've dealt with that before. I haven't also paid attention,
It's repeatedly, I like noticed it once at this gas station and now every time.
Yeah.
And today, like, the girl that did it, she grabbed them by the sides and like scan them, set them down. And when she handed them back, she like grabbed the tops, like,
so close.
You almost got it.
Now that's gonna make me think about it.
I feel
it.
Like I would be mindful of that if I was handed someone a drink.
I know.
Those freaks like you that would be like, ooh.
Where your mouth's going to go? Why would you touch that? It's so gross.
What I usually do, but also maybe I'm just more thoughtful. Sorry, Parker. Maybe you can think about this.
Try to twist the barcode to
it. I always have the barcode facing
them. Yeah, I do.
Boom, boom, boom. I lay it out. I know the
drink. They grab it. Boom, boom. Right, just right on there. Which I never, like, even if I'm drinking my own canned drink, if I'm grabbing it from the top, I like... We'll grab it like this. I've never like...
Well, yeah, because you're going to let it pivot in your hand.
If you don't know where the barcode is and you're just grabbing the side, there's like a 50% chance you're going to put your hand over the barcode.
That's true,
actually. And cover it. So they have to put it somewhere where they won't hit the barcode.
They're just like...
Is it Is it gross or is it...
Gross, not gross. I'm going to go with...
On a scale of not gross to really gross, 0 being not gross, 10 being really gross.
4.
Yeah.
Like, to me, it's like a 6, because I still haven't been drinking.
They're supposed to wash their hands before they come back to work.
Gas station workers, though.
Every single item
they're
going
outside, taking a
They're
smoke.
Grabbing everyone's items. Everybody's dirty hands. Grabbing items, transferring.
It's pretty gross.
A little gross. I had three or four.
But not enough to stop me from
But there's
drinking.
So much stuff that you put to your mouth that has been touched by other
and
people.
And you haven't died yet.
And also, you think, maybe it's kind of good for me.
Yeah, right.
Getting some germs in there.
A little bit of germs. System.
Yeah, just wipe it off. Just I thought you were just going to say that you have to clean off the top every time before you drink something.
No, why?
Okay, I don't know how long it's been sitting. Who put their hands there? What do they do to it? What's happened to that can before it got to your hands?
Can.
I'm talking about an open can.
Why would you need to clean it off every time you take a drink? You open it once.
Every time
you
take a drink before you take
the
your first
time.
Drink.
Oh, do you wipe it off?
Do you wipe?
No.
Do you wipe?
No.
Do you wipe it?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
Because my shirts also like.
I'd rather have my own body on it than
that's crazy.
Somebody else's. Parker's like, let anybody put their body on my lips.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That's
not what I'm saying.
That's exactly what Parker's saying.
For the record, that is not what I'm saying.
Yeah. We should probably get into our three wise men. Three wise men. I was thinking of that.
Parker
scene
wants to put three wise men on his lips.
Putting them on your lips and your lips.
Uh-huh. And your ears. We're going to put three wise men in your ears.
The Shrek song. I don't know if it's from
the
first one.
Shirts are so wicked, bro.
I know.
Me and Parker are wearing our Kanye West merch. We're wearing our Vulture
shirts. There's no...
There's no hem at the bottom. Yeah, I feel like I could just roll it up forever.
Or on the sleeves or on the neck.
Yeah. Just never have to stop.
Parker, when you stand up with that, Parker, go stand up behind the chair. Show the people.
No.
Yeah, you wore it. Let's
go sit with the chair. I'm wearing it. I'm sitting down. I never do a fashion show on the podcast.
Yeah, but it's different this time because that's such a fashionable shirt.
Oh, my goodness.
You wore it as a statement.
That's true. How did I make a freaking statement?
Get up and show your...
The statement is that I've owned it for probably a year or whenever it came out, and I haven't worn it in public once.
Okay, bad boy. Do it now.
Bad boy?
Bad boy?
Okay, he's ashamed of his body. You guys, Parker, there's no shame in the way you look.
Thank you, Gavin. I appreciate that.
Your face is just a little misshapen. Your body's a little funky too, but that's okay.
That would be a great poem.
Weird body. Yeah.
Weird body,
face
Parker.
Face is misshapen. Your body's good too. But we're still
brothers.
Brothers, no matter. And I love you.
And I love you. That's funny.
Your face is a little funky. Your body's misshapen too.
but still brothers.
We're and
still
I love
brothers
you.
And I love you.
Oh, man, I should write that's that for beautiful. Your next birthday card.
We are 100% going to have to split the three wise men into two episodes.
Nah. Yeah, we got a lot of questions.
Hundreds.
No joke, probably 45
Suffering
questions.
From success, you guys.
But the next episode, we'll just have the last whatever.
Yeah. Maybe.
Three wise men as well.
My phone's about to die, so I won't be able to pull them up. Oh, will you be able to put them on there?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
Parker,
you guys go and get a house. It is so fun having your own apartment. Go get a house also.
Oh, imagine if we had all been able to live together for a little bit.
I know. I was thinking about that, dude. Oh, that's a beautiful question from Sean there at the beginning.
Beautiful question.
Should we kick it off with a beautiful question?
Kick it off.
Beautiful question from Sean for the three wise men. Is the past real?
Question.
Is the future real?
Question.
Two questions.
Now let's sing it into the segment.
Three wise men. I'm going to go ahead and say, it depends on what you mean by real, but yeah, probably.
I was thinking about this today.
Really?
While I was driving.
Yeah, I think about it sometimes.
Past is real to us. The future is not real to us.
Oh, really?
I don't think we can ever get to the future. We've been to the past. We're never getting to the future.
How do you know you've been to the past?
I've been in there.
You can remember it.
5 seconds ago, I was there.
You think? That's what you recall.
The past is more real than the future.
Let me sucker punch
but now
you
we're
the
already in
Tell
the
me, is this past or future?
Now we're already in the future, though, and we were just talking about it. And we're
but once we get
and
there, it's
here.
The present.
We're going to be in the future in 5 seconds.
And we're in the present. And we're still in the present.
Yeah, and you can think about the past, but we're still not there. So I've never been in the past, and I've never been in the future, and I've always been in the present. So I'm going to say no, Sean. The past is not real, and neither is the future.
Dang, that's like the fourth dimension, I think.
Or maybe he meant Instagram real. See, the past reel that you already passed, you can go back to, but then it's your future.
Yeah, how does this relate to doom scrolling?
I saw this one the other day. It was like just eight different squares of a bunch of just like popular memes. And it was a bunch of audio all together. And it was like, here you go. Stop scrolling. This is the only reel you ever need.
I've been seeing so many like brain nourishment reels where it's just like, go ahead and take a break. And it's like a beautiful
nourishing to your
terrain.
Brain.
And then it just sucks you back in.
Sucked back in.
Then it's just,
I've been starting to, I feel like Instagram is starting to become self-aware of like how terrible this is for you. Like you're scrolling Instagram and you'll get like a reel that just says like,
stop,
you are ruining your life by scrolling. And it's like, all right. And
I think that's a good,
people got to keep liking those ones. So that it pops up for other people.
Good segue is advice on getting better at time management.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Probably get off the reels.
Ah, dude, get off. I spend too much time on the reels.
End of the day thing, and you're like, oh, I haven't been on Instagram. Let me check it.
You
will doom scroll, and you will be there.
Yeah, you're cooked. Oh my gosh, everyone wants your time so bad right now.
It's so valuable.
They need it, dude.
We need your time.
It's more valuable than money. It's more valuable than anything. Time. Everyone's trying to get it.
Time is money.
Because it's like in attention. Like if you want to be rich now, you don't want money. You want attention, and then you get money. That's how everyone gets money, is just people's time. People spend time watching you. They're gonna
you'll get money from it. Continue to watch you.
Yeah, because your platform will pay you money
mm-hmm. or listen to the Gas
Boys. Like Jake Paul, dude.
Yeah,
he makes so much money, and it's not because he's selling something. It's just because he has everyone's attention. Anything he does, people will be like, "Oh, I'll pay Logan, to watch him get Jake beat Paul up."
Yeah, he's buying your time. Yeah.
That was the worst fight of all time, by the way. I don't think we've recorded since.
That. I don't even want to give them any.
Yeah, too much publicity.
Yeah, terrible.
It sucked.
But yeah, better at time management. I wish there was a version of Instagram you could get where it's like, here's all your friends' posts.
There is.
And here's what's going on in their life, and here's no reels.
Yeah.
There is. It's literally, you can star like your friends, and then you go to a side of Instagram where it's only those people's posts.
I accidentally got to that the other day.
Oh,
it was
really?
Like, pick the accounts that you don't want to miss out on.
Oh.
And so you can go to that one only, and it's just like, these are my friends I see real quick. Like the post that I...
That's cool, bro.
Make sure I see.
I'm down for that.
I'll spend hours on that.
I love my friends.
I want to know what's going on in their life.
Sorry. Advice on becoming wiser, oh great wise men.
Oh,
not
wow.
possible. Listen to the Gas Boys. Listen to our Three Wise Men segment.
Yeah, that's actually
whenever we do it.
The best
follow,
one.
Tell your friends about it.
But everything that we say, you just kind of have to evaluate it for yourself because we don't even know if it's true when we're saying
we
it.
Know it's
Parker,
true.
We know it's true. Don't even
we know it's true.
Don't gaslight them like that.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, guys.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
That's a good question.
Okay, Parker, you go first.
You go first.
Me?
Fine, I'll go first.
In 5 years?
5 years.
I see Christian.
Well, you can't. Past isn't real. Next question.
That's the future.
Just future, kidding. Gavin.
The future is
dang it, and he's cooked.
Neither is the past. I never said
when,
that.
When on election night, I had turned to Mariah, and I was like, we're going to have a child in the Trump administration.
Yeah.
And I started crying. I was weeping. I'll have at least one. I think we'll all
under
have at
Trump?
Least one.
Yeah.
Dude. Yeah.
A little Trump.
In the next 5 years.
A little Trump. I'm going to name him Donald.
Donald Jr.
Donald Jr. When was I born?
Name him
during
Donald
the greatest
III.
Presidency.
Yeah.
Why do I talk like this, Dad?
Born during the golden age.
During the greatest administration.
Yeah. Where do I see myself in 5 years? Probably married. Definitely married.
Definitely married.
I'll have a house.
Just keep planning the wedding.
Have some property. One kid. 5 years, I'll be 25.
I'm going to have two.
Maybe
we're
two.
We're having two in 5 years.
Maybe two kids. By 2029, you'll have two kids?
We're 3 years apart.
It's almost 2020. It's almost 2025, is that right?
Holy smokes.
Holy freaking smokes.
By 2030, I'll have two kids.
Okay. Gavin?
Yeah, probably the same.
Yeah, I'll have two kids by then.
Yeah.
We'll have six little gas.
How many kids do you guys
little
have?
Gas guzzlers.
Little gas children.
They love gasoline. They're fueled off of it.
Can't get enough.
Keeps them running.
Don't touch the oil, Bobby. What?
That was Trump talking to RFK.
Saudi Arabia.
That's hilarious.
Keep your hands off the oil.
When time, oh man, a lot of time questions.
When time stands still.
Why does it seem like it's flying by?
I actually don't know what that means.
Hold on, let me think. Because you're sitting there wasting your time.
I didn't know Jake. That's funny. Trying to see why it seems like time is flying by. Let me think about what that means. Doesn't mean anything.
Everybody wants to understand how to spend their time better.
Yeah. Yeah, that's weird.
That's true. I'm telling you, bro. Everyone's realized they're getting...
Their time's wasted.
I'm getting sucked dry by Instagram.
I'll be thinking about that at work. I'm like,
I'm getting sucked right now.
This is what I do.
This is my time. Also, why am I doing this? It's so I can buy things.
Yeah.
And live.
What do I need to
somewhere?
Buy there? So I can. I heard this great proverb. Not an actual proverb, but just that's how they're
wisdom.
That's how they say wisdom is stories.
Mm. Yes.
And it was
like a Chinese proverb.
Yeah, exactly. It was about this guy. And he was, you know, a fisherman, lived on the water with his family, a little bungalow, you know, just made enough to survive, had a good community around him, tight community.
That's awesome.
And he was having a conversation with a businessman.
Yeah.
And the businessman, you know, he said, man, if you spent a little bit more time. Or no, he asked him, like, what do you do? He's like, oh, I'm a fisherman. I go out in the morning work for a couple hours, do what I need to survive, to feed my family, go back home, you know, spend a few hours fishing, spend some time with the kids, hang out for the rest of the evening. That's my life. It's a simple life. And the businessman's like, yeah. Oh, if you did all these things, you could do this. You could do this to maximize your profits. You could set up this business to where it runs for you.
Just fish a little bit longer, sell some of those fish. Yeah.
And the businessman, here's what I do. I do this. I do this. I do this. I'm working this job. I'm trying to get this promotion here so that one day I can retire, move to a little fishing bungalow on the beach with my family, go out in the mornings, fish for a couple hours, come home, spend the rest of the time with my family and my kids on the beach. And the fisherman's like, hey,
that's
my life right now.
Right now, today.
Yeah. I just made that story, man. I just thought about that in my head.
Wow.
A little something for you guys.
Where'd you get that?
I don't know. I feel like I heard a version of that story.
That, you could have made that up.
And I might have made it up.
It was there so bad you could have made that up. That story actually sucked.
That was 100% improv, but still, the lesson stands.
That is a good story.
It's like, you know, the lesson is, dang, what do you need to be doing to make all this money for? To live a simple life? You could be living a simple life right now, but without all the money. Yeah, go ahead and spend your time where you want your time to be, but you're dang spending all your time trying to get money to buy back your time. Spending all your time trying to get money to buy back your time. Just go ahead and don't get money and then don't
lose your time.
Yeah, come on.
Just be poor. And
a little something for you. This might be the smartest conversation I've had in a few.
I did this in a little while. Years. Yeah. Gavin and I were talking about snowboarding, and I was like, dude, do you remember when we were at Hoodoo and the lift started going like really fast?
Like
flinging. People were flying off of it. I don't think anyone was flying off of it, but it was like going really, really fast, like dangerously. And Gavin was like, yeah, I remember like seeing the video like that. I was like, yeah, me too. But this happened at Hoodoo when we were there. Like, no.
No, it didn't.
No, it didn't.
I was like, no, I think it happened actually. No, it was probably the video. Like, no,
just a video.
It was definitely the video.
That's definitely happened to me before, dude. Also, someone listening knows the story that I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a real story. And I did it justice, dude. I did it justice.
People I know, understand it was a good story. No, it was it was a good story. I'm being serious. It was good.
It was bad. I'm so mad at myself right now because I screen recorded the funniest reel of all time to show you guys. And it's just on my phone right now. That's recording the...
Dang. You have your photos on your MacBook?
It's not like linked
to
iCloud.
Dangerous.
What? Dangerous.
Oh, can I read the real story?
Actually, no, I think you did it
too
justice.
Long. Yeah, okay. Mine was better than the dang real story.
I was thinking about that because...
Are you kidding me?
You know, we've talked about getting property, building houses and stuff, which I obviously do want to do. And right now with my job, I have a lot more time off. Like, I've still making the same amount of money, if not more. But every once in a while, I have a day during the week off. Like, I had Wednesday off this week. I still worked and did a couple of side jobs. But I have more time to meet with people and see stuff. I mean, some evenings I have to work late. But I was thinking it would be cool to down the road. I mean, you know, obviously start a business would be awesome and do all these things, which that's always a possibility. But I'd love to be able to just have some property where we're, I think I'm pushing more and more to wanting to like raise our own beef or kind of live off stuff that we grow, even for not even just for like, oh, I have to be healthy. But I mean, you feel better when you eat healthy.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. And you eat well.
Does it ever get hard for you to breathe after you eat a lot of fast food?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is what happens.
It doesn't feel good.
I wonder why. It feels pretty good.
Yeah, bro. They say like most people these days are like running at like 60% of how good they could be feeling. Like if you just replace a couple things in your diet, you start working out this many times, like you don't even understand how much better you'd be feeling if you're doing the right things that you needed to be doing.
I almost every day after work, I mean, they're pretty long days. And so most of the evenings I do want to go home. I would want to go home to go see Hannah because I haven't seen her all day.
Classic.
But most of the days I feel like I want to go to the gym and work out, even though if I've just worked a really long day.
Do you not though?
I haven't, just because I've just been going home because I've worked like a 12-hour day.
Yeah.
But I think I'm going to probably start up a gym membership at just like Club 4 or something.
Everybody's going to Club 4.
And,
it's better than Crunch, bro.
And just go there whenever I have the time during the week. Maybe not a set schedule, but dude, it just feels good to work out.
We should then lock in on our diets, bro. Imagine we start
eating. We talked about this before.
No, I know.
We should, though.
Imagine we do it right. No processed food. We need to make America healthy again.
I think we've got ourselves in a better situation now. You're coming up on being married.
Yeah, come on.
Where
I'm married.
Haley will be able to like
help prepare. Me on prep.
Because, I mean, as we got older, as like our mom wasn't like making meals the same
way. I was
as
eating
she
used out
to.
So much. A lot of Chipotle. Yeah. I was not like I was eating McDonald's every day. Like, but yeah, since I've lived in my own spot, I've been buying actual groceries and like making food.
I think some of it is unrealistic to be like, oh, I'll never eat fast food.
Maybe for Gavin.
Like going to Chick-fil-A or something.
Get a little treat every once in a while.
I will definitely still do that every once in a while. Oh my gosh. I don't even do that often now because it's expensive. And just budgeting wise, I don't.
Big Pharma's got a chokehold on Gavin.
Mm-hmm. But,
dangling the nuggets
just trying
in front
to
of them.
Cold turkey everything.
They got you by the nuggets, Gavin. Get a hold of yourself.
Trying to cold turkey stuff is great, but then, I mean,
but
it's
like,
more.
Who wants to
I'd
hold
rather
a cold
just,
turkey?
Nobody.
We did that last night, and it's you can't do it very
pretty
long.
Gross. Yeah. Kind of fun sometimes. We should go on to the next question.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. I'm interested in this one. Why does this college football playoff suck at rankings? This is where the college football got it right. Because you could, when arguing about college football playoff rankings, you can go round and round and round. There's no logic to it.
They
I mean, there is logic.
Wrote a song about it.
They can try round and do around, logic and around, to it, but there's so many factors: strength of schedule, like strength of schedule, their record, their rating, their conference. If they're conference champions, mm-hmm. like you could argue every single point that someone has. You counter argument, and you can just go around in circles forever.
No, this seems good because they'd be like, if you do the transit
they beat this
on
team.
All these,
oh, but this team lost to this team.
You could find out that like Kennesaw State is better than Oregon for some, or no, Oregon hasn't lost to anybody, but like better than Alabama.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. Just saying they beat this team, who beat this team,
who beat this team,
who
beat this team, and Kennesaw State beat them.
Also, they like to say that they don't take schedule strength into consideration,
which they definitely should.
They do.
They say they do.
Oh, okay.
Because I looked it up. I was looking at
they do, but like if you have a really high strength of schedule, but you also have some losses, it's like, yeah, you had the worst schedule and you lost those games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like you had the hardest schedule. If you had the hardest schedule and won the games, then it's like, oh, yeah, you locked in definitely number one. But if you had the hardest schedule and then you lost some of those games, it's like, yeah, dang, anybody could have. Like if you gave Duke the hardest schedule and they lost every single game, like, oh man, they had the hardest schedule, but they also lost.
But they also weren't good enough to beat the
anybody. Yeah.
Like, so Georgia has the hardest strength of schedule. That's true. They lost two games.
Ole Miss, Texas,
and Alabama.
Both but some of them, they just haven't looked.
Yeah, it's
like I've watched
a
few of the Georgia games this year, and like sometimes they look like they're just on it, and sometimes just
Carson
like,
Beck does not look very good.
Right. I feel that way about like Dylan Gabriel every once in a while. Yeah. Where I'm like, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah, that's true.
Where it's like we can move the ball so well, but then when we slow down and aren't running a hurry up offense, it's like dead.
Yeah.
We can't move. We cannot convert on a fourth and one or fourth and goal.
There are 100-something FBS teams. Mm-hmm. You and like only 12 get to make the playoff, and you have to account for all the strengths of schedule, all the conference,
it's
all that
lot.
Stuff.
It's a lot, bro.
Versus the NFL that's got 32 teams. Most of them, like, they play like half the teams in the league that mm-hmm. year, and they all have divisions structured well.
Yeah, it's
like
so
the best
easier.
Team in the division makes the playoffs, and then like the best, like a couple wild cards, the best overalls that weren't leading in their division but were better than the other.
Yeah.
Which seems to make the playoffs, and they structure that well, but you can do that a lot better with
when
32
so
teams than
yeah,
100
bro.
And something.
Yeah. It's hard because there's like the SEC is tough right now. There's a lot of Big Ten teams because Big Ten is really top heavy. You have three teams that have one or less. No, you have four teams right now that have one loss or less. Whereas the SEC has Georgia or no, they have.
And Alabama and Texas.
They have nobody. They have Texas that has one loss in conference play.
Georgia has two.
But like all of the SEC, there's a lot of teams at the top for the SEC right now that have two losses.
Like there was a scenario for like in the next couple weeks. For there to be a complete tie in the SEC for the first, like the top seven or eight
teams.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. It's like they just, have just like a straight across, and you think every single one of those teams is better than
but you're losing
the
to
teams
each
in
other.
The playoffs. Like, there's no way. There's no way. I'm just so excited for these teams to get in the playoffs and just get exposed.
Yeah.
That's when teams, that's when you're not going to be able to talk about conferences anymore. It's not going to ever see, like, oh, they lost, but it was to an SEC team. If they put anyone else, they would win. It's like, well, let's see. Yeah. We're going to have Alabama and Boise State.
Bro, imagine Boise State beats
pulled
them.
It out.
Yeah. Ashton Jaunty, bro, is going
to
eat them up.
I wish he would go to the Chargers. That Chargers game Thursday night football the other night? Or no, Monday night.
Yeah.
That was so good.
Yeah.
Well, they kind of sucked it up in the beginning of the
second
half.
Sucked it down, bro, yeah.
But then they came back.
I feel like we're turning people off with football.
Yeah, I don't love it.
Yeah, Oregon, I mean, college football has been so electric this year. My favorite, I mean, it's like... Oh. It's like the greatest TV show you've ever seen, bro. It's like the college football playoffs are getting closer. There's so many teams. There's like eight different teams that could win the championship right now, reasonably. It's just so fun. Every single game played has like implications.
This college football, this season, just not only the Ducks, but just all college football has been so fun to watch. Like Georgia, watching their defense, they've got Jalen Walker. That dude is an animal. Number 11 on their...
Oh, really? I don't know that guy.
Freaky to have him running at you. He would just eat you up.
My gosh.
He is
Jalen
so good.
Walker's such a freak. He's going to eat you on the field.
But there's it's just, I always get so nervous when the Ducks are ranked really well because it's just.
Yeah. All the eyes on
them. So we lost to Stanford.
Yeah. And then when we
guys,
lost
look
to
away.
Auburn,
we do best when you underestimate
there
us.
Was, in 2010, Ducks went undefeated. Or no, 2012, Ducks went undefeated and lost to Stanford in the conference championship.
I remember there being 12-0 shirts. Everybody had them.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I had one. I was just thinking about it though, because it almost makes me not enjoy college, like enjoy the actual game as much because there's so much pressure to stay undefeated.
No, I love it.
Yeah,
but then there's some fun
when the stakes are so high.
Yes, obviously.
Like
but
we're
then,
playing Maryland. I'm
and
locked
we're getting
in.
I
have
to
we're
think
playing
about
Wisconsin. I'm locked in
and watch how good the game is. Then versus like, oh, just the ranking.
Yeah. And it's fun getting attention from everybody.
Yeah,
it's like all eyes are on the Ducks, and that's awesome.
Bro,
people don't like it.
The if you're out there listening and you don't care too much about college football, please just watch the Ducks for the rest of the year.
Yeah, yes, you will enjoy it.
For us, you guys. Seriously. I got to touch Dan Lanning the other day. I mean, like a few weeks ago.
When you we got to touch him?
Yeah, we were at the Duck game.
Oh, yeah.
Touched it. High-fived him, bro.
That was magical.
So it was electric. I didn't wash
did
my hand.
Did it feel like?
It was
did you
like
still
tingling.
Have it?
Yeah.
Is that what that mold is growing on, the bacteria?
It was
oh,
awesome.
Speaking of that, who made me have that gay dream?
Oh, You know, I've noticed a lot of times when people have, or when I have dreams,
people
or
have
other people
dreams.
Are describing their dreams, it's something that they've been thinking about right before they fall asleep. Yeah. So what were you thinking about before you fell asleep, or what?
I wonder what the psychological
we're
implications
answer
of...
answer your question with a question. Just yeah. give that a little...
Yeah.
Go ahead and meditate on that. Go ahead and sleep
and
on that.
If you are listening to this right before you fall asleep,
so sorry
I'm
for
so
the gay
sorry
dreams.
You're about to have a gay dream. Not from us. All right.
What is objectively the most intimidating sports mascot and the least?
Oh,
no. Yeah.
Most intimidating?
A sports mascot?
Why is there no one named the Polar Bears?
I used to be afraid of the Duke mascot. Right. Back in the day, they had that.
Duke Blue Devil?
They had the, like the guy.
Yeah, the Blue Devil guy.
Yeah.
Who
in
else
like basketball and stuff. But now they
Arizona State, Sun Devils.
Yeah, I hate.
Those ones freaked me out when I was little.
The Wolverines are scary. It's just a scary animal. The Chanticleers, Coastal Carolina, is like a massive warrior chicken.
Oh, wow.
That's what a Chanticleer is like a.
Oh, yeah.
It's like mysticism. It's like a.
Mystical.
Yeah, mystical warrior chicken creature.
Warrior chicken.
That's pretty cool. They have a massive rooster that they bring out, like a real rooster. That's just huge. His legs are like that thick.
Oh, imagine. Puddles the duck running at you.
Yeah.
I think a duck is a pretty not intimidating one.
Not really that intimidating, no. But awesome. And
but
people love him.
It's just
he's
awesome.
Probably the most chill mascot.
Bro, that's everyone loves the duck. Everyone loves the ducks. We're number one in the country.
And number one in your heart.
The first college football playoff. I mean, what a time to be alive, bro. Donald Trump won the election.
Now Donald
we're
Duck.
Just stacking them up. How do I know if a guy likes me?
Ooh. Oh, and the second question to it is how do I stop liking a guy?
Interesting.
So I wonder if it's two different guys. Someone else likes you and you're like...
if
stop liking you to like this.
Oh, if you're interested in a guy, if he's a
Christian has firsthand experience.
Oh. Yeah, seriously. If he's a guy worth dating, number one, who likes you, number two, then he'll say something. I think being straightforward as a guy is, this is dating advice to guys. You guys, seriously.
Put your legs
just
together.
Dang, be a straight shooter. Just go up there. You got to be confident with it. Fake being confident. That's just as good as being confident. Yeah. Go up there and just state your case. You don't have to say, I like you. Let's go on a date. Just say, hey, will you go on a date with me?
I'd like to go on a date with you.
Like when I asked out Haley, I asked her, hey, you want to go get coffee? Yeah, that we were talking. I like called her up. We were hanging out. I went home. I gave her a call.
Called me right afterwards.
Yeah.
I remember that.
I'm pretty, yeah.
Like, yeah. I called her. I said that, hey, whatever. Like I was just talking. Hey, that was fun. Whatever, whatever. Did you see this happen? So crazy. Like, hey, do you want to go get coffee on Saturday?
And talk about what happened?
And she's like, oh, yeah. I think, like, I don't see why not. I think that'd be fun. And I was like, I really did say this. You can ask her. I said, just so there's no confusion. Like, this is a date. Like, I'm asking you on a date. I just don't want, like, it to be weird. I didn't say that. I just basically wanted to clarify.
I want it to be normal. I'll be normal. Like, yeah. I will keep, yeah.
Will you go on a date with me?
Will you go on a date with me?
This will be a date.
Please, like, madam, can we go on a date?
Sorry, I do this accent. I'm nervous.
When I get nervous. And then I hung up, and then we went.
All right, see you later, love.
And then he was a straight shooter.
A straight shooter.
Will you like some tea?
I didn't say that, you guys, seriously.
Coffee.
But there's no point.
But this is. But I don't think there's. I think that's more advice for the dude.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Like, hey, but I think for a woman, a guy that is worth dating would be forward about it and just ask you out. You know what I'm saying?
But what if he's not interested and she likes him and then she's just like, hey, do you want to just ask him? You want to go on a date?
Well, you'll know.
You can also be forward. Yeah.
Automatically, if he likes you, if he breaks out the tech decks. Do you remember those? The little skateboards?
Oh, I remember you doing that.
If he's like showing off his skills with his tech decks, like, hey, what's up? And just like pulls a tech deck out of his pocket.
If he sends deck pics of his tech deck, it's game over. You know he likes you.
Then it's just like...
deck vids.
Whoa. Sick. Wow.
Sick deck.
Crazy deck action. But how do you stop liking a guy? Look for the things in him that you don't like.
Yeah.
And then you will stop liking him.
Or just be
but
like...
But not as like a... Don't degrade him as a person, but just
right,
like...
Right, that's terrible.
Would I want this your in flaws, my... Your would flaws, I want this flaws. In my husband or my... I mean, maybe you're not a marriage person. Would I want this in my long-term partner? Just kind of do stuff
that's
like that.
That's such a bad idea. Parker, no. That's not the wisdom.
Hey, but main thing, just go ahead and focus on yourself.
Yeah.
You go ahead and...
How do you know if he likes you?
Don't focus on yourself too much, though.
On yourself.
No.
Yeah. Be someone that would be someone's dream partner. Become someone that someone would like, and then someone will like you. That's just how it works.
That's true. Be likable. Be likable. Don't cater to a specific person. Just like be... Yeah.
People are too what, Gavin?
So focused on...
Smell good.
All me about me, all me all the
time. Comb your hair.
No, people that are focused on themselves in that sense are focused on everybody else because they're focused on how everyone else is seeing themselves. But people who genuinely are just like, I want to like...
Oh, I want to do better. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, do better.
Do better.
Yeah, I don't know because there is a line though because like self-improvement, good. But like self-obsession?
Bad.
Too much.
Yeah. There's a line.
I don't know. Just go ahead.
You cross this line, we're going to have a problem.
We're going to have a problem.
Be a straight shooter.
Guys, start shooting straight for real. It'll help you.
This seems like a nice question to wrap it up with.
Oh, okay.
To wrap it up, what do you mean? We're having so much fun.
Dude, it's so late.
Come on. It's so late?
We've been recording so
long.
We're
jamming, Parker. This is so
my watch is dead. I don't know what time it is.
It is
Oh, we started right at 9. That's crazy.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Because it's 10:07 and it's 1:07.
Whoa, wait. Watch it.
59.
8.
See, does it?
A couple seconds.
Let's see how
off.
Far we are. Oh, we're still like 20 seconds.
Oh,
oh
shoot.
Dang it. Kind Such of at idiots. The middle point.
What do you love most about your significant other?
Wow. That's tough. You can't. What do I love most?
I don't know. It feels wrong to most. Say what you love most.
Yeah, because what if they're like, oh, well, I don't love doing that the most. It's like, oh, don't care.
Not what action does she do that you love the most.
I know, but
what aspect of her character?
Just love that her as a person.
Yeah, I love that her as a person. I love that her as a person.
What do you love most?
The thing that you should love most is just
their
that,
heart.
Yeah, wow. that she's your wife or mm-hmm. your fiance. Oh, speaking to us in the circle.
Not just because the title.
Not because of anything they do or anything that they say or anything.
But also you know, those like things.
No, but what you should love most is like just because of who they are.
Yeah, which would be.
Because they are this person, not because of like what anything
because
they do
or
say.
Because
you are a body. Yeah. No, dude, because what? Wouldn't that be unconditional?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what you yeah. say. It doesn't matter what you do. The thing that I love most about you is
that you do things for me.
No.
I'm just kidding.
Is that you are my wife or that you are like this. Just yeah. that is
the
who
most
you
endearing?
Are. That is what you are to me.
Yeah, that's beautiful, I think.
Right?
Yeah.
I think that's endearing.
I think yeah. so.
Yeah.
Yeah, because what would you, I mean.
I love.
You can't
love
reduce
her.
It to like an action.
Right.
And that would be like the most it's secure like, kind of love because there's nothing you can do to get rid of that.
Yeah.
I love all the things of both sides.
Yeah.
Everything that she does to whatever.
whatever
care for me.
What the heck this guy just said. I don't know.
whatever Parker's saying.
whatever nonsense Parker's
Not
saying.
Just
but
actions.
Also the real thing. You guys
yeah,
love your significant
just
other.
Your
she's just fun.
How
too.
God loves the church.
Enjoy her presence.
Right. Yeah. Not a gift present,
no, she
but
doesn't.
Presence being there.
Yeah.
That's so, it's so fun just hanging out
just
with
hang
your
out.
Wife or with your fiance.
Yeah. More
not
fun
with
hanging out with
me
your wife.
With your fiance and like all
it's
together,
so fun hanging out with your wife.
oh, you should do it more often. That's awesome.
That's funny.
All
yeah,
right,
it's
guys.
Great. We got great wives.
Great She's wives.
Great fiance. Almost wife.
Almost
all. Cast boys are almost all married up.
We're all out of the house, out of our parents' house. We're all almost married. And then 5 years, we're all going to have two kids.
Two kids, you guys,
yeah.
Seriously.
Time moves quick. I'm so glad we started doing this.
The podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro, what a documentation.
A sick time capsule.
Yeah, a time capsule. Imagine we got, you know, imagine you could, like my grandpa, I never met my dad's dad. But imagine if I could like go
listen
back and he had hours and hours of footage of him just hanging out with his homie. That would humanize people like your grandparents
oh, yeah.
so much to hear how they were when they were your age.
Yeah.
Our kids are going to be able to do that.
And it's on the internet. It's not on a DVD
I mean,
or a CD.
Yeah,
or
it'll be around forever.
Internet's forever,
yeah.
guys. And there's lots of dumb stuff we've said too.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, I can't wait for the day my kid comes up to me and like, why did you said this on your podcast?
It was
like,
really stupid.
What?
We actually know
Grandpa,
now.
Grandpa, you were an idiot.
Yes, I can't
Don't
wait.
Don't disrespect me.
But you're yeah. right. I was a little bit.
Yeah.
Anyways. Wait, what would my grandkids... Oh.
Whoa.
what do you mean?
Five grandkids.
Yes.
So my kids.
Yes.
What would they be? What would you be to them?
Great uncle.
Yeah, great uncle.
You'd be a great uncle.
Which is weird because I don't really know my great uncles.
That's where we're going for Thanksgiving is to meet or to see my great aunt and uncle.
to
meet them.
You've known them our
my
entire
mom's,
lives.
Mom's brother.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
And wife and a daughter.
So our mom, are you driving up separate?
No. Why would we do that?
Because are you staying Sunday?
We should probably close the podcast.
Yep. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Thank it's you guys.
Illinois.
We love our wives.
We
and
love
fiance.
Our wives.
And we love you guys.
We love you guys too. But
we
not-
have more questions to get to. Sorry if we didn't get to your question. We're going to.
We got a lot.
Definitely do it next week.
That'll be next week. We'll get in there.
Yeah.
Follow us on Instagram.
Yeah.
YouTube. Subscribe and leave a review.
We'll post that.
You guys
Gavin
remember
edit.
1,000 followers by 2025. We're dropping merch.
Drop that merch. Bomb.
Bow.
Bow.
Bye.
Peace.